Penguin Random House Audio presents Unfinished Business, Women, Men, Work, Family, by Anne-Marie Slaughter, read for you by Karen White. Introduction and coda read by the author.
It's such a pity you had to leave Washington. In December 2010, I was working round the clock with my team on the policy planning staff of the State Department to finish a major 18-month project for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. It was bitingly cold. As one of my colleagues and I walked home in the early morning hours, we would turn up our collars against the wind and play the endless Washington parlor game of speculating on who would take which job as people came and went after the midterm elections. I kept quiet, but I had been getting unmistakable signals that I could be in line for a promotion myself, to one of a tiny handful of higher positions. I was excited and deeply conflicted. I had been working for almost 2 years as the first female director of policy planning, reporting directly to the Secretary of State and responsible for helping her develop and implement big-picture frameworks and strategy for U.S. foreign policy. When Secretary Clinton, a woman I greatly admire and a truly wonderful boss, had called 2 years earlier to offer me the position, a foreign policy dream job, I immediately accepted. At the same time, I told her that I could only stay for 2 years. That is the normal period academics receive as public service leave from their universities. If they stay away longer, they must give up lifetime tenure. Still, both my husband, Andy, and I expected when I went to Washington that if the